listeners, being the busy sort of chap that I am, I've come down to Hamilton House in Stokes Croft, where from next Wednesday on you can see a fantastic play by J.P. Shanley as performed by the Corner Theatre. The play is called Savage in Limbo. The director is Nancy Benita, and here she is right now. Nancy, thank you for meeting me.
Thank you for having us. We're very excited to be presenting Savage in Limbo at the Hamilton House in Stokes Croft, which is right above the canteen. Savage in Limbo will open on the 7th of April, next Wednesday, 7th to 10th of April, 7:30 p.m. performances, and two performances on Saturday. We've got a matinee at 2 p.m. and another 7:30 performance at night.
Now, you've actually worked quite a nice little piece of theatre magic with this, because I gather it won't cost me an awful lot of money if I'm local.
Not at all, actually. If you're local, if you're from the Stokes Croft area, you can come see the show for free. What we've got on our website, which is www.cornertheatre.co.uk, there's a section under tickets, and then there's a subsection called free tickets, where there's a map lined out what areas where you are eligible to come in to the show for free.
Not only is Nancy here with me, but Charlotte Ellis, star of the show, is here also, and she's going to take me through the broad strokes of what the show is all about.
Well, it's a journey of five characters that are, they're all from the same neighbourhood, and they're all going through their own individual struggles and, yeah, trying to find companionship within this little bar that they find themselves in. It's kind of like their sanctuary and also their downfall all at the same time. So, yeah, it's, I mean, that sounds really depressing. It's not depressing. It's all about internal struggle, but it's also about finding little moments and finding love. I think for all of the characters, they've started to get them to know themselves at the age of, in their 30s, all of them are 32, and they realise none of them really like themselves, and it's all about making a change.
What prompted your choice to go for a Shanley piece for Bristol?
Shanley is actually one of my favourite playwrights, and I've done his work before, and I felt that within the themes of this play in particular, they're very universal. You can put up this play anywhere by anyone and it will be relatable. What I felt would really relate to here in Bristol was just, especially in this area of Stokes Croft, it's just kind of the transition of change that this area is going through is really reflective of what the characters are going through. They're changing as well. Are they being left behind by I don't know what? How do they feel about it? Again, it's all the things we're exploring in the text, which I think kind of relates to what's going on in this neighborhood.
I detect from your accent you're not local to Stokes Croft.
I'm actually originally from Brooklyn, New York, and I've been living out here for 2 years. My husband's from Somerset.
Is this, Charlotte, your first time working for a US director?
It is, yes, and there is a bit of a difference, actually. I think Nancy's introduced a lot of different techniques and approaches within our rehearsal process, which has been really interesting, and it's been hard work, but I think we've all benefited from it a lot. Nancy's employed quite a lot of the Meisner techniques, which not all of us have worked with very much within the cast. Some of us have, some of us haven't, and that's been really enjoyable and really interesting way of discovering bits within the text and bits within our characters.
Now, you've mentioned the Meisner approach to acting style. So can you elucidate for me and for the listeners a little bit more on what the Meisner approach is?
Well, yeah, I would say that my directing is based quite a lot on what the group theatre believes in. Mostly what I love about Meisner, that it's actually about observing the other person and really reacting from what the other actor gives you. So it's not like you come in with a set way of how you're going to act and it doesn't change. The other actor really does change you, which in turn makes it a much more natural, believable style of acting.
And Charlotte, was it something you were familiar with to start with? And second of all, how, as a performer, does it sit with you?
I had done a little bit of it in, I did a BTEC at Filton College, and they took us on a Meisner trip in Belgium, and we all went a bit mad repeating stuff to each other for a week in this tiny little mansion. So we did that, so I was kind of familiar with it, but I think what is great about the technique is it does teach you to listen on stage and to react to the person, because I think it's very easy as an actor to concentrate on your journey, what you're doing, your internal monologue and struggle, and often you think that you're doing all this brilliant stuff and actually the audience can't see it at all. It's all inside your own head. So I think we've all benefited a lot from learning this technique.
Now, I'm going to come back to you again, Nancy, and talk a little about Corner Theatre and the sort of the overarching principles that you've got for the company itself.
Part of what our aims are to bring theatre to the public. It's about having theatre just around the corner from you. And it could be a space that you wouldn't necessarily think of it as a traditional theatre space, but it could work as one. I would like to go to different neighborhoods in Bristol. It's not just necessarily Stokes Croft. I felt this was a really good place to start just because of a lot of what is happening, the cultural hub that it's become. But it's about people that necessarily aren't going to a traditional theater for whatever reason, if they feel that theater isn't giving them what they need or what they would like to see, and exploring different neighborhoods and seeing what people really want to see.
I'm very much endeared to the idea, but Charlotte, if I can throw that one into your lap, do you think Bristol has reached saturation point in terms of theatre?
No, I don't think so at all. I think it's actually an extremely exciting time to be a Bristolian and an actor. I think that it's a very creative city and it nourishes artists. There's a lot of choice now. You can go and see a musical, if that's what you're into, at the Hippodrome, or at the moment there's a lot of Shakespeare that's about. We've got Shakespeare at the Tobacco Factory, we've got Romeo and Juliet going on, and then we've got our funky little play on at Stokes Croft. I think it's really great to have choice, and Bristol's a very diverse city, so I think the more that we've got on offer, the better.
Now, Nancy, you've come from New York to Bristol. There's a bit of a change of scenery. Do you feel Bristol as a city is sufficiently cultural aware for its size?
Absolutely. Actually, sometimes when you have a smaller city, there's more that you can find in it that's diverse and not so commercial. It's a lot of people doing real work and working creatively and really kind of breaking the boundaries instead of just trying to sell their product, which unfortunately is what you get a lot in New York City, but you get the good stuff as well. You get the really good hardcore stuff in New York as well. So yeah, I'm actually really excited to be here in Bristol. I feel like my mind's been challenged. I've opened my way of thinking about theater quite a lot since I've moved here.
And the highs and lows of working with British actors?
It's different. I think sometimes things just lost in translation, and I feel like I'm a person that's very direct, and then when I feel like my actors are lost, I'm like, oh, what did I do? And it's just certain ways of the way you speak, really. It's just certain things don't come across the way you intend them to be. So it's a learning process, and I've really had to battle that in ways. But it's good, because if I intend on being here for quite a few years now, I need to know these things.
Charlotte, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm Joe Ordinary, walking down Stokes Croft next Wednesday evening. Recommend to me why I should step upstairs in Hamilton House and come and see your show. I say your show because, let's be honest, it's all about you, isn't it?
Well, it is all about me, and obviously, of course, you should come and watch Savage in Limbo, particularly for the main role of Savage, played by myself. But it's going to be a really great night. I'm not sure if we've mentioned this earlier on in the show, but we're going to be exhibiting artwork from local artists, so you've got that at the beginning of the show. It's all local people. We've put this together. It's brand new. I don't think it's been done in this country. I mean, obviously, it's been done in America, but it won't be anything that you've seen before. It's a group of talented people who are just using their own time to do a good piece of work. So come and support us.
May I just say, you have a spectacular capacity for talking yourself out of a hole. Where and when is the show, and how can I get tickets?
The show opens the 7th of April through the 10th of April at the Hamilton House in Stokes Croft, which is 80 Stokes Croft. For all information on tickets, which start at £5, free if you're local from this area, you can go to www.cornertheatre.co.uk, and all information will be there, as well as we have a special page for our artists who are exhibiting. We've got a page that lets you know who our cast is, who our crew is. It's all in the website, www.cornertheatre.co.uk.
Nancy Medina, it's been a great joy talking to you. I wish you the very best with the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
And Charlotte Ellis, what can I say? Break a leg. I really hope this is the start of something vast.
So do I.
Yeah.